This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress to hold its district convention of 16 remaining districts on 25th of February. Election Commission urges media to contribute to making local level elections free and fair. Fire in Sue's warehouse kills 5 people at Tulsipur in Dang. And U.S. President Biden urges American citizens to immediately leave Ukraine, citing increased threats of Russian military action. Now the news in detail. The Central Work Execution Committee of the Nepali Congress has held a meeting under the convenorship of Prime Minister and Party President Shirbahadur Deuba today. Issuing a press statement, the party informed that members of the committee and leaders Prakash Man Singh, Krishna Prasad Chitula, Arjun Narsingh Kisi, Dr. Shekhar Kuirala, Balakrishna Khad, Gendra Bahadur Karki, Sujata Kuirala and Jeevan Bahadur Sahi put forth their views on the MCC and conventions of the party's sister organizations. Next meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the party has been called for Sunday. Meantime, the Central Election Committee, rather, of the Nepali Congress has decided to hold conventions in the remaining 60 districts on the 25th of February. In a statement, Committee Secretary Kesab Rizal informed that the district convention would be held in 16 districts, including Saptari, Siraha, Dhanusa, Makwanpur, Chitwan, and Acham. 5 people died due to suffocation after a house caught fire in Tulsipur of Dang this morning. In the incident, the police confirmed the deaths of 14-year-old Sajita Khatun, 14-year-old Hassan Bakas, 16-year-old Masin Bakas, 40-year-old Nadine Ali and 6-year-old Abidin Ali of Tulsipur Submetropolis 5. Police said a fire broke out at 2 a.m. today at a footwear godown at Tulsipur 5. All the people were rescued immediately after the fire broke out. 5 persons died of suffocation since the inferno went out of control. The dead bodies of the victims were retrieved around 7:30 this morning after the fire subsided. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the Physical Infrastructure and Transport Ministry to probe into the case of cutting down more trees than defined by the DPR while expanding the Narayanagarh-Butwal Road. Meeting of the committee today also directed the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to manage a policy to take action against vehicles that carry load beyond the capacity of the road. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sawan Mahat has said the MCC project is not a part of Indo-Pacific strategies and military alliance, rather it is an infrastructure aid for Nepal. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, spokesperson Dr. Mahat urged the leaders not to speak irresponsibly for cheap popularity. Minister for Health and Population Birwat Khadiwara has claimed that no vaccines have been missed out. At a news conference held at the ministry today, upon his completion of 100 days in office, Minister Khadiwara refuted the news of losses of 2.4 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. He further clarified that the vaccines were not missing, but the records of the inoculated jabs from the province, district and local levels were yet to be collected. However, he said some doses of vaccines were damaged during the vaccination campaign. Minister Khadiwara also promised to provide details of vaccines once the committee formed to probe into the issues of missing vaccines submits its report, saying vaccines necessary to inoculate all the target population have been secured. The minister reiterated government's plan to inoculate all by mid-May. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short fright.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyahi line majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 hash dial gun host.
Nepal Telecom.
राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A total of 1,128 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 20,989 samples. Likewise, 2,215 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Minister reported 14 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,878 in the country so far. The Supreme Court is to function in full fledged from the 13th of February. According to Supreme Court's spokesperson Baburam Dahal, the meeting of the full court held yesterday decided to resume all the services effective from the 13th of February. Earlier, the meeting of the Apex Court on the 18th of January had decided to curtail many of its services due to the risk of Omicron variant of COVID-19. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapliyal has highlighted the role of media in motivating voters and creating conducive environment for election. In a discussion held with the representatives of media at the Commission's office at Kantipath today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapliyal requested to broadcast and publish media contents promoting free and fair elections. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar and Vice Chair Janamat Party Narendra Chaudhary and General Secretary Chandan Singh met at Home Ministry today. In the meeting, the leader of the Janamat Party urged the Home Minister to release the cadres of the party arrested during a peaceful protest in Tarai. The quadrangular T20 series, including Nepal, Oman, Ireland, and the UAE has begun in Oman today. In the first match held today, Nepal got a victory of 6 wickets against Oman. Winning the toss, Nepal invited Oman to bat, in which Oman scored 135 runs, losing 6 wickets in the given 20 overs. Nepal made the given target in 19.3 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. During the chase, Deependra Singh Ayre scored 73 runs for the team with the help of 1-6 and 8-4s. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has called on all American citizens remaining in Ukraine to leave the country immediately, citing increased threats of Russian military action. Mr. Biden said he would not send troops to rescue Americans if Moscow invades Ukraine. He warned that things could go crazy quickly in the region. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border. But it had just begun massive military drills with neighboring Belarus, and Ukraine has accused Russia of blocking its access to the sea. The Kremlin says it wants to enforce red lines to make sure that Ukraine does not join NATO. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Godniki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Province 1 and Bagmati Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the eastern high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress to hold its district convention of 16 remaining districts on 25th of February. Election Commission urges media to contribute to making local-level elections free and fair. Fire in Suj warehouse kills 5 people at Tulsipur in Dang. And U.S. President Biden urges American citizens to immediately leave Ukraine, citing increased threats of Russian military action. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.